So today is we're going to finish up today's Mavetziah Daf Kufki test. The daf this week is sponsored by Mr. Freund, Lezeichem Mishmas Zev Ben Aaron Mordechai, and by Marcel Shaim, Lezeichem Mishmas Moshe Aaron Ben Yisrael, Mishamosh Shalab Elias. So we are on the Mishnah on Kufki Ches Amud Beis. Mishnah says as follows: Shtei Ganos Zo Al Gav Zo. I have two gardens, one on top of the other. V'Hayerek Bein Sayim. So I have two gardens. Basically, they're on. There's one's a higher, one's lower. And there's an embankment between the two of them. So what's the story going on? Remeir Omer, and what happens is there's growth on the embankment. Garden here. There's an embankment over here, and there's vegetation growing out from the middle. What? Going straight out. So Remeir Omer Shel Elyon. Remeir says that the vegetation belongs to the owner of the upper garden. Rav Yehuda Omer Shel Tachton, it belongs to the owner of the lower garden. Amar Rav Meir. Rav Meir says the reason why it belongs to the upper guy, Im Yirtze Elyon Nika Chasafaro, Ein Kan Yerek. The upper guy, if he wanted to, he could dig out the whole upper area and then make it level to the lower guy, and then there would be no vegetation there, because there would be no place for it to grow. So therefore, you see from him, he's the crucial component, and therefore it's his.
It's wild, I guess. Who's planting it?
I'm assuming it's wild. Right? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, even if it's planted, I guess, and it's not as it belonged to you, you just get the schar, you would just get some sort of payment, but you would get the vegetation. Even if you planted it, it's not yours.
Would belong to you?
If it's in my garden, yeah, I have to pay you, you know, the same thing. You're with Tos Techavero. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, says, on the contrary, Im Yircha Tachton Limalo says, Gina So in Kanyerek. The bottom guy could fill in his garden, and then raise the garden all the way up to the top, and then there would also still be no vegetation growing out of the embankment, because there would no longer be an embankment. So, sort of have both ways. So, I'm Rabbi Meir. It's difficult to say Rabbi Meir here, because Rabbi Meir was just mentioned before. So, some people have a different gear. So, I'm Rabbi Meir. Me'achar sheshneim yichol nimchos zeh al zeh. So, what we say here, since both of them could cause the vegetation to no longer grow, this guy by digging, this guy by filling up, Rowin Mehechan Yerek Zechai. We look to see from where this Yerek is getting its sustenance from. Right? It is basically being yonik, it's the roots, it's being yonik from the karka, from the top karka. That's where the roots are coming from. Rowin Mehechan Yerek Zechai. Amar Rabbi Shimon. So therefore I guess according to that, you would say that it would belong to the top guy. Right, Rashi says, Rowin Mehechan Yerek Zechai, Mimokom Shehu Yonik Vigodol Lo Yinasin. You give it to him. So where is it drawing its nourishment from? It's drawing its nourishment from the top. Another guy would say, well, it's drawing its nourishment from the avir of the lower one. I think you can say that as well. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Kol She Elyon Yochol Lifshot Es Yodol Vilitol Harehu Shelo. Anything that the upper guy can just bend down and grab and pull out, that belongs to him. The Hashar Shel Tachton. And the remainder belongs to the bottom guy. So what's going on? Who are we passing like according to this? So Tosfos says, Kol she elyon yochol lifshos yodo v'litol arei shelo, kidek amar Rav Meir, hoel umeyafaro hichaya. So basically, since it's being nourishing in Rashi, since it's nourishing from the top, it belongs to him. V'ashar shel tachton, meaning v'elyon hu gufei afkure mafker lehu l'gabei. Basically, what's going on is we're paskining that it belongs to the upper guy, but the upper guy is only going to be makbil in the stuff that he can just grab. The stuff that he can't reach, he'll be mafkir. Shegnaihu lito resus likonis lito chaveir velilkol. If he can't just reach from the top, it's not covered for him to go into the lower guy and ask for permission to go climb up to grab it. So basically, according to this, the psak basically is that it belongs to the upper guy, except that the stuff he can't reach, he's not makbil on. The Gra says the opposite. If you look at the Gra says, Halosa Gra says, Nira be'enai, mashma de be'ikur dina sviulei ki Rabbi Yehuda. The ikur din is like Rabbi Yehuda that belongs to the lower guy, opposite of Rashi. V'nafkamina le'mechira ve'orla. Same as machmina ve'mechira. Who gets to sell it? Who has the rights to sell all this stuff? According to Rashi, it would belong to the top guy. Who's chayv and orla? The top guy. According to the Gra, it's the bottom guy. And the Gra continues, V'lachein kasev haRambam b'bayi l'kaman l'chilin. That's the Rambam Shita as well. Okay, that is the Mishnah. Amar Rava. Rava says as follows: B'ikaro, when it comes to the roots of this vegetation, Kule amalo pligo de elyon have. Everyone will agree, even Rabbi Yehuda, that that belongs to the upper guy, because that is the roots are taking root from the dirt that from the top. Ki pligi bin nofo. Their machlokes is upon the branches, I guess, the branches and the fruit that grows on it. Rabbi Meir savar shedei nofo basar ikar. Rabbi Meir says, throw the nof after the ikar, after the main part. So the nof, the branches also go follow the roots, and therefore it belongs to the upper person. Rabbi Yehuda savar lo armin shedei nofo basar ikar. He says no, we don't, and therefore the roots belong to the top person, and the nof belongs to the lower person, because we're going to say that they are in the air of the lower person, and therefore it's the air that gives it the nourishment. We've seen that a few times when it comes to the tree. They say the air also participates in nourishing the tree. And then, that's an issue also with the gear. So the Gemara here says, well, Azdul Talmayu, which is not exactly, if you look at the Hagos, he says, the Marshal, Machok Zev, Ahachi Goris, B'tanya Nami Gabi Mekach U'memkar Ki Haigavna. He said, the Azdul Talmayu makes it sound like it's exactly the same. He says that Tanya Nami Gabi Mechachu Memkar Ki Haigavna. There's a similar machlokas, not exactly the same, but there's a similar machlokas to Gabi Mechachu Memkar. The Tanya, we have a brisa. Okay, this is where a person buys one tree in the field of his friend. We'll see, if you buy one tree, the halacha is that you're not kona the karka. You're only kona the tree. You get a right of way to get there, but you don't own any of the karka around you. So then what we say is, so you have the Tanya, Hayotze Min Hageza U'Min Hashrashim. What happens if you have some sort of shoots or something or some growth that comes out either from the geza, which is the trunk, or from the shorashim, or from the roots? You see it with olive trees with the trunks. On the olive trees, they sort of split, and you have multiple trunks. You also see it on the Peninsula Boulevard with all the damaged trees from Hurricane Sandy. You see all these branches coming out of the side of the tree. So that's just a not healthy reason, but that's good. Those are all mutants. Hayotze min hageza min hashorashim hare elu shebalakarka div Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir holds that anything that comes out from the Gezer or from the Shirashim belongs to the owner of the Karka, because that's where Meir says, it may say also in our Mishnah, it's the Karka that's nourishing, so it belongs to the Bala Karka. Rabbi Yehuda Omer says no. Min HaGezeh Bala Ilan, but comes from the trunk of the tree, that is growing out of the tree itself, and therefore that would belong to the owner of the tree. But min hashrashim shel balakarka, what grows out of the roots, if something grows out of the roots, that's going to belong to the balakarka, because that is growing from the karka. So you see that they are all moda, that whatever grows out from the roots, that is a new tree, and therefore it belongs to the owner of the karka. The whole machlokus is by the geza, by the trunk, whether the geza is nigra, is pulled after the shorashim or not. According to Rav Meir, yes, the geza is part of the roots, and if whatever grows out from the geza, from the trunk, belongs to the balakarka as well. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we're not sure that we don't throw the geza after the roots. The geza is not part of the roots, it's part of the tree, and therefore anything that grows out of it is growing out from the tree and would belong to the owner of the tree. The tanan, even though they use the word tanan here, it really used it to Tanya, it's a brisa, I think. The Tanya got nami gabi orla ki gabna, similar machlokas by orla. Ilan hayotze min hageza u min hashrashim. So I have a tree. Let's just assume that I'm done with it. I took down orla, I took that to Ravai, I'm out of the woods with that. And then another trunk starts growing from it. So ilan hayotze min hageza u min hashrashim. Chayev orla. You would be chayev orla. So the din is like a new tree. If it's a new tree, you have to start the process with the roots off of that tree. Divir Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir. You see, the geza and the root and the anything that grows out of the geza, anything that grows out of the roots, belongs to the new tree. Rabbi Yehuda belongs to the old is a new tree. Rabbi Yehuda Omer mina geza, if it shoots out from the trunk, then that's part of the current tree, and therefore it would not require orla. But to take an orla, therefore vipater. Mina shirashim, if it grows out from the shirashim, then you chayev, that becomes a new tree, because the shirashim, anything that grows out of the shirashim, he says, belongs to the balakarka. Anything that grows out of the trunk belongs to the bala ilan. And if it's part of the tree, and if it's part of the tree is already done with orla. So there's no problem of orla, according to Rabbi Yehuda, for anything that grows out of the trunk.
The roots,
everyone agrees, is the new tree, and therefore you will be obligated to take orla. Okay. It's the machlokus is by the trunk. Fine. Utrichi. So now the Gemara says, why do I need to have the machlokas tanaim here to tell me both by mekachu memkar and by orla? I just had the same machlokas in Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. When the stuff that comes out of the geza that follows the tree or follows the roots, we just had that same machlokas mentioned twice. Once by orla and once by Mecha Chamemkar, Utsrichi, and we needed to mention the machlokas in both cases. Di Ashmun Kamaisa had just mentioned this machlokas on the Gabe, the first case, which is Mecha Chamemkar, right? The first case is Mecha Chamemkar. It was the tree was sold, so who gets the rights if it comes out of the roots? Who gets the rights if it comes out of the trunk? Then you would have said, Baha Ka'am Rabbi Yehuda Mishum de Mamona. Maybe you would say only there Rabbi Yehuda says that what comes out from the trunk is judged as a as part of the tree. It can be make it's judged as part of the tree. But Mishum de Mamona, because that's Mamon. Aval Gabe Orla, when it comes to Orla, the Isura, now when it comes to Orla, we have a problem of Isser. Do we have to take Orla from this new fruits or not? So then there maybe, so we'd be worried, maybe Modi Leila Rav Meir. Maybe there he would be Modi Leila Rav Meir, that we should be Machmir and even judge the tree that comes out of the trunk to be considered a new tree and be Chayv and Orla. I don't know if that would be the Raisa or be the Rabbanan. It sounds like it would only be me the Rabbanan. Right? The Idmar Braha, and if you only had it by the case of the Orla, so it would be the opposite. You would say only here Rav Meir is Machmir. Right, that we judge the growth out of the trunk as a new tree because we're dealing with Orla, which is an Isser and be Machmir with that. Aval Bahi, but when it came to the case of Mecha Chum and Memkar, who owns the stuff that comes out of it? Ema Modi Leila Rav Yehuda. Maybe he'll be molded to Rav Yehuda that whatever shoots out of the trunk would belong, is not considered a new tree, meaning it belongs to the owner of the tree. So therefore, Tzrichi, I need to tell us the Machlokas in both instances. Okay, we'll finish up. I could have started even later. Amar Rabbi Shimon, right? Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said, remember, Rabbi Shimon said at the end of the Mishnah that the Machlokas, that the Psak is that whatever the upper guy can bend down and grab, whatever he can get, put his hand down and grab, belongs to him. The lower part, anything beneath that, belongs to the lower guy. Machlokas between Rashi and the Gra as to what the underlying psak is. Again, according to Rashi, the underlying psak is everything belongs to the upper guy. Just he's not mocked on the lower stuff because he doesn't want to have to go downstairs and ask permission. According to the Gra, basically the Ikar Adin is that it belongs to the lower guy, and therefore the upper guy is only getting that portion that was very close to him, because that will say maybe belongs to him. So Amar Rabbi Shimon, a lot of issues with the gears at the very end. Amar Rabbi Shimon, it's like they got to the end and they got lazy. But it's not the end though, because it's really only the middle. It's really only the middle. That's to be the first Tosos tomorrow. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Kol She'el Yon Yochel Lifshot. Anything that he can put his hand down and grab, that belongs to him. And Amri Debe Rav Yanai, Ubilvad Shelo Yanes. As long as he's not like, he's not doing gymnastics to get to it. He can't be, hanging by his ankles and somebody holding him and grabbing it down. It's what a normal person bend down and grab. That's what belongs to him. So, Bayi Rav Anon asks, V'itim Rav Yirmiya, some say it's Rav Yirmiya, Magia Lidnofo, V'ein Magia Li'ikaro. Somehow, let's say it's growing to the point where it's like growing up. So he can grab the branches, but he can't reach the roots. And then the Gemara asks the opposite question, which most people take out the Girsa, which is Magia Li'ikaro, V'ein Magia Lidnofo. If let's say it's growing down, you can grab the roots, he can't grab the branches. They point out, if you grab the roots, that's the ikar part. If you grab the roots, that clearly belongs to him. So a lot of people take out that gear. So if you look again at the Gra, he says, there's an aleph by the Gra, he says, V'nir b'enai harambam v'harosh lo garsinale, d'chi haigava gavna vaday nikra magia. Because if you can get to the roots, it's definitely considered you can grab, get to the fruits.
Why is it determined when you want to grab a tomato? You don't care about it. You want a tomato.
But yeah, but the halacha is whatever you can grab the root. But the roots are the ikar of the plant. If you can grab the root, then that belongs. You could pull out the whole product. If you can pull out the entire thing, it belongs to you.
If it were potatoes, it wouldn't be an issue.
Right. If you can't reach the root, then you can't. The product's not yours. Apparently, it does not make a difference in how the plant grows. The root is the ikar. The roots are the ikar. That's what it is. So, by Ravana Vitema Rav Yirmiya, always read the Girsa of the Gra Magila Nofo. You can reach the branches that grow, but Emagili Karo. We can't reach the root. The roots are even called the ikar. The name of the root is ikar. So that's the Shorish. Right, so Ma, what's the din? So the Gemara says Teku. They don't have an answer for that. Fine.
But see, the first thing is Lavash Lo Yonis. It says here assuming you can often do gymnastics to reach the vegetable. Now the next Gemara talks about reaching the roots.
Where does it say vegetable on the top one? I'm not looking at the article. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara says Vachidol Yanis. I'm not looking at the art school. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Megili Karin Rianofo, Kigon Shinoti Nofo Lamata. Rashi doesn't say anything over there anyway. Okay. But it doesn't say anywhere that he can reach the root. It just says Megachin Lilianis. He doesn't have to, he can't flip down. The idea is that, according to this, first of all, the question of Avirmi is left as an Ibai, the Lilish Toth, left as a Teku. So don't go so crazy that it's one, you're just upset about one side. The Gemara doesn't answer the question. Amar Ephraim, this is more difficult to me. Amar Ephraim Safra, Talmid Oshay Reish Lakish. So Ephraim Safra, who's a Talmud of Reish Lakish, which is interesting, this is the second time in a few days that we mention the Talmud of Reish Lakish. I don't think we mentioned anywhere else in Shas. There was another place we mentioned the name of, just a few days ago, I forgot. Someone also, Talmud from Reish Lakish, that comes out. Now, Ephraim Safra, we don't mention so much. So he says, Halach Rav Shimon. The Halach is like Rav Shimon, that Kol She'el Yin Yochel Lifshot, as Yadol Velitol, Harei Elu Shalom. That's what he says. Mishum Reish Lakish, like Rav Shimon. So Amrua Kameh Deshvor Malka. So they said this Halacha of Rav Shimon in front of Shavur Malka. Now, who is Shavur Malka? Well, let's just see, within a minute. Amar Lahu, so the king, who Shavur Malka, said, Apirion Namte Le Rav Shimon. And Apirion, which is also Machlokas, what that means, Rashi seems to indicate it's like Chain. Like if Rashi says, like Rashi quotes the Gemara just in 2 Mitzvot of Parsha, it says, Ben Porat Yosef, that's a Lashon of Chain, of a goodwill. Right? So, sorry?
Graciousness.
Okay, so goodwill, Chain, graciousness, however you want to call it. Shvach, that he said that you should basically be, you should, and the Shittim Gemetz has been a Pirion is the Lashon of Ephraim, or Ephraim is the Lashon of Bracha. If bless and give grace and chain to Rav Shimon for this shita, but who is Shvur Malka? So Shvur Malka is usually one of two people. Shvur Malka is either Shvur Malka, who's actually the king of Persia, who was known to be an expert in jurisprudence. So he said, "Oh, that's a great halacha. I get, you know, give chain to Rav Shimon for passing this way." Question though is why are you giving? Why are you telling Shvur Malka the Torah Shavah Peh halacha? The other is it could possibly be Shmuel. Shmuel is also known as Shvur Malka. The question is, according to, if you're giving it to Shmuel, why is Shmuel, a third generation Amora, praising Rav Shimon at Tana? Is he a third generation? Or is he a fourth?
Shmuel's not third generation. He's first generation.
First generation Amora. So how does it work then that Reish Lakish, who's...
Reish Lakish,
it's a parallel time. Reish Lakish is a parallel time. Reish Lakish is Yisrael, Rav and Shmuel are in Bavel.
Right.
Okay, so why are they praising him? Right? Rashi says, Li Nira, look at Rashi, Li Nira, that Shvor Malka Mamash. Umelech Parasai is the king of Persia. Ubaki Beninim. The Omer Lahadar of Shimon, the Mastisan Kameh, they said the Salach of Shimon for him. Vilkalsa, and he praised it. Amar Apirion Namtel of Shimon, Yikabo Chain Meyekitar, you should get Chain from us, Al Davar Zeh. The Ista Amri Shimon Malka Shmuel. Some say Shimon Malka Shmuel. The Bekama Duchte Karli Hachi. Some places he's called Shimon Malka. The Amy Yushavah, the Mayam Ruah. Right, what doesn't make sense to me, Rashi says. Because Ila Hadar of Shimon, the Masnisan, Atu Shmuel, Lohai Yodal, the Masnisan. Number one, wait, but they had to tell Shmuel this Mishnah. Shmuel didn't know the Mishnah that he asked. Oh, wow, that's great! Give great praise to Rav Shimon. He knew the Mishnayos. Maybe they didn't all know prices of Tosefta, but they all knew Mishnayos. The Ika Laha, and some say the Ephraim Safra Atu Ilo Amarish Lakish Halacha Rav Shimon Shmuel Milo Kam Bedine Dlemiklasei Rav Shimon Adashama Mishmei Rish Lakish Dachlagav Say. I mean, Shmuel himself wouldn't be able to paskin to know who the halacha is like. He had to wait for this Talmud of Reish Lakish to come from Eretz Yisrael to tell it. Right, so he can make that pasak anyway. So Rashi thinks it's really Shvur Malka. It's Shvur Malka across the board. Tosa says near the faris compares our country to Shvur Malka. How you baki halacha? That how do we know that he was a baki halacha? She not hasakin esir pa'amim bekarka kasha kishechatacha esor besakin Rav Yehuda. He said he did the thing with the knife, kashering the knife by, you know, digging it into the ground 10 times. That's Shvur Malka. That's how we know that he was a bucky. But the problem I have with that is that's not a bucky in dinim. That's a bucky in that's a Yoredei issue. They're talking about here that he was a bucky in maybe says a bucky in halachos. Right? Rashi says he's bucky but dinim. Tosafos says he's bucky in halachos. Either way, okay. The idea is. What are you going? What are you talking to Shvur Malka and giving?
They
what?
They were.
Why? Why they?
Shvur Malka is mentioned all the Shas.
But sometimes it's small, sometimes it's not. But why are they walking up to Shvur Malka? And why is the Gemara? Why does the Gemara care and seem to indicate that the psak is right because of what Shvur Malka said?
That's the most odd question you've ever asked.
It's not my question.
They,
You have Rabbi Kiva talk to Turnus Rufus.
But Turnus Rufus never gives it. We're not making psak off what Turnus Rufus says.
Make psak because what happens if they come before the Gaish courts? He's the Gaish courts. How are you going to pass a shot like that?
But the Gaish courts not going to pass me al Pidina Yisrael.
They pass off al Pidina, period.
Yeah, so he's saying that that's a, all he's saying is that's
a
good thing.
You have a Jewish guy arguing in court.
Right.
God's not going to a Jewish court.
Right.
So he has to go to a court. See, how's he passing? He's passing
yeah, but so, but why are you going to Shfor Malka to get praise for it? We're not walking up to Trump and say, hey, look at this rule that we have. Oh, that's a good one. It's just strange. It just seems strange to me. Okay, we'll stop here. Hajin Allah, Kabayas, Valiya, Vaslik, the Masachat, Vavatsiya, Masatov, pick up tomorrow. Daf Beis.